Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sedine, and I'll be your host for today's program. Market research is all in your head. MRI machines and media, part of a series examining the 2012 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in a series of predictions. This is the 11th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss market research using functional magnetic resonance imaging is Duncan Stewart. Duncan is director of Deloitte Canada Research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, welcome to Deloitte Global Insights.
Glad to be here.
Duncan, what's the difference between functional MRIs and traditional MRIs?
Well, let's start off with the traditional one. A lot of people know about those already. An MRI is a big machine with ultra-powerful magnets, and what it's really good at is peering inside our bodies and taking pictures of the shapes of parts of our body, specifically soft tissue. X-rays are great. X-rays are great for things like bones, but unable to tell one part of soft tissue from another, the traditional X-ray machine doesn't work well, and that's where MRI, these machines cost millions of dollars, works really well. If you've ever seen a TV show, they're great at diagnosing things like tumors, cancer tumors, or at looking at less serious things, but somebody's knee to find out whether or not you've torn a ligament. However, those traditional MRI machines are all about the shape and the physical location of bits of our body. A functional MRI machine it's the same technology, but what it's doing is it's looking even kind of, if you will, deeper inside the body. And it actually looks at which parts of the body are using oxygen, which parts are being activated. Where that becomes so powerful is what I can do is I can put somebody in an MRI machine, look at their brain, and in more or less real time, I can see which parts of their brain are being more and less active as I show them different stimulus over time. It is not the same as mind reading. If I'm asking somebody to think about a kitten or a puppy, I can't tell which one they're thinking about. But if I'm asking them to do a math problem, or I'm showing them a picture of a kitten, different parts of their brain are likely to be activated. And with an fMRI machine, I can see that kind of detail.
How reliable is that technology?
Holly, that's a great question. At one level, it is reliable, and at another level, there's a significant debate about the reliability. Where it is reliable is it absolutely does show activity within a second or two and within a very small area within the human brain. Where it becomes less reliable is associating those areas of activity with conclusions. So when scientists have mapped the brain, which is what they've been doing using these machines and other machines over the last decade or so, what they've done is they've put together and they say, well, this part of the brain is associated with memory, or this part of the brain is associated with excitement. Those connections, those linkages, are the sorts of things that neuroscientists in pubs get into fistfights about. Where it does appear is that there is at least some interesting leading science that suggests that if I'm able to show somebody an ad campaign or a TV show, I can, at some level, reliably distinguish between positive reactions and negative reactions, and between the kind of reactions that I, as a media company, want and the kind I don't want.
So how seriously are advertisers taking this?
Very seriously. Now, they could, of course, be wrong in doing this. I don't want to get too far out in front of the science on this one. But we have published stories of a number of advertisers who are already out there, and they are retweaking their soup cans or their cookie packages, or sometimes even the flavor of their goods. They will show somebody a package of cookies with one or two or three different colors. colors or shapes, and then find which one sort of scores the best on a functional MRI response. And entire ad campaigns and entire branding exercises have been fundamentally changed as a result of relatively small, 20, 30, 50, 100 different people inside a functional MRI machine. So relatively small numbers are having a relatively big influence.
When would an advertising company or market research company use this type of technology versus a more traditional approach to market research?
That's exactly the right question to ask, and the answer is never.
Okay.
You don't get rid of 20, 30, 40 years of wisdom from ad executives and media buyers. You also don't get rid of the classic focus group. You still want to ask 1,000 people out there, do you like this package better, do you like it worse? What fMRI does is it's a tool that you use in addition to the traditional kind of market research to enhance the overall experience. And the reason this matters so much is that people are great. And when you do a focus group, though, you run into two problems. One is people don't always tell the truth. If you ask a lot of, and I'll be a little bit sexist here, Holly, if you ask a lot of, 22-year-old men, do you prefer, this exciting sports car or this boring sedan, a lot of people, sometimes there's peer pressure, and they'll answer the thing that they think other people want to think of, whereas they might in fact prefer maybe a more conservative car. So that's part of it. People sometimes are deceptive in their answers. And the other is, sometimes we don't even know what we prefer. We think we prefer something else, but in fact, when we get to the store and we actually take our wallets out, we buy something different from what we thought we would say in the focus group. So fMRI is a tool, all neuromarketing is a tool that is used to sort of sometimes extract an additional layer of understanding about what consumers are actually thinking and doing.
So it sounds like there's still a lot of opportunity for that traditional market research in addition to the new technologies. So Duncan, thanks so much for joining me today on Deloitte Global Insights. It's been interesting as always.
Thank you.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2012 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee in its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.